The House Ag Committee holds a hearing for the USDA. I'm Keith Weinberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. The House Ag Committee held a hearing that involved USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins. House Ag Committee Chairman G.T. Thompson kicked off the hearing talking about the ag industry and the challenges that stand within it.
Those dollars, while not enough to make producers whole, were enough for many to keep the lights on and obtain credit to farm another year. However, input costs remain high and commodity prices continue to soften, and forecast margins, working capital, and debt loads continue to deteriorate. Our work to support America's farmers and ranchers is not yet complete.
U.S. Congresswoman Angie Craig of Minnesota is the ranking member of the House Ag Committee, and she talked about the importance of working together.
Doing right by our family farmers requires working across the aisle. That's been a trademark of this committee over time, and that's how successful farm bills usually function. Traditionally, USDA has reflected that commitment as well. By supporting our family farmers as they grow food that feeds our country and the world, ensuring our food is safe to eat, stopping the spread of animal disease, and innovating the future of food and agriculture.
And after those two finally wrapped up their discussions, it was time to introduce the guest.
I'm pleased to welcome to the committee our witness for today, USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins. Madam Secretary, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you, Chairman Thompson, Ranking Member Craig, and distinguished members of this committee. I appreciate the opportunity to be here today to highlight what the U.S. Department of Agriculture has accomplished since the start of our new administration just a short few months ago.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance, I'm Keith Weinberg.